Hello, William.
Hello, hi. I have a question, sir, that's sort of a little bit on the complicated side. What is the approach that you take at your clinic when you get a 24-year-old patient with, and we're trying to figure out whether it's chronic fatigue, adrenal fatigue, I call it FLC, which is feels like crap. Always exhaustion and low energy, and it's been going on for about 2-3 years.
Well, at that age, it could be one of different things. Has he ever had mononucleosis? Has he been checked for Epstein-Barr virus?
No, it's a female. No.
Female, okay.
Well, all the conventional tests have come back from the HMO, and they can't find anything wrong.
Uh-huh. Have they checked his morning cortisol?
Probably not. It's a female, so I don't know.
I'm sorry.
They've checked her cortisol. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. And if it's a cortisol check, do you do it with the saliva, or how do you do it?
You know, my personal preference, William, is doing a 24-hour urine collection, and that gives you more feedback on the adrenal function. And that would probably be the next step for her, because if they haven't been able to find anything yet, it is likely adrenal function. So especially if she has a scenario where she exercises or does something stressful physically, and then she's wiped out.
Correct. Yeah, exercises that, and then super tired afterwards.
Aha, that's classic adrenal. Yeah. Now, some people feel great after exercise, and that usually means their thyroid is low. Quite fatigued from it. So I would really recommend doing an adrenal profile, a 24-hour urine, for her, and that would be checking her cortisone and her cortisol and the downstream metabolites, her mineralocorticoids, they're called, which represent her adrenal reserve. So if those are low especially, that would mean that, yeah, she has very little reserve. She ends up on the couch with any kind of stress. And the good news is you can rebuild adrenal glands. You know, it's kind of like liver. You can with some effort, rebuild the glands so she can sustain herself much, much better by rebuilding that. Now, I don't know if she might have burned out from stress at school or some other job that she's done, but something's really depleted her adrenals. I would definitely work on that level.
And have you been very successful with this kind of a regimen, this protocol at your clinic?
Yes. When that is the problem, there's no doubt that you can rebuild that. And I've seen it over and over again. And now sometimes we'll use what we call cell therapy. And I've also had people use small doses of cortisol to just get them through the day until we can rebuild the gland. But unlike other glands, we can rebuild while we're supplying enough of the adrenal hormones to take care of day-to-day function. You want to make sure you're not getting too much, though, because that will suppress the adrenal function after a certain amount of time. So,
and
I'm sorry, William.
Used
the violins.
Conventional practice.
Pardon me.
Oh, are we running out of time?
We are running out of time. The violins are coming in.